Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning we continue in week one of the devotional journal, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. And this week is focused around being called to serve. And each day we're looking at something different about the calling that we have to serve, and beginning to look at some of the ways that we are called to do that, some of the ways that we ought to do that. And today's specific topic is on being called to encourage. God writes and He tells us that we should continually spur one another on to love and good deeds. Growing up on a farm, we didn't have horses that we rode for pleasure. We had horses we used for work. And occasionally, as kids, we would get to ride them, but mostly they were for working. My grandfather would race, do harness racing, and but I was familiar with the idea of spurring on. Though we didn't use spurs for what we did, I recognized those that did within the horse community that would ride, and the spurs were designed to, motivate the horse to go faster. But in the context of spurring one another on to love and good deeds, God says that we should encourage one another all the more as we see the day approaching, as we see the day of His return approaching. And to not forsake the meeting together, the assembly of the saints, as some have become accustomed to doing. And I know this passage gets pulled out a lot in the midst of the COVID pandemic and restrictions and all of this. And you get those that say, see, we ought to meet no matter what. And then those that are resistant to that. I believe there's value in meeting together in person when we can. I also believe there's wisdom in not spreading an illness, to staying home when you're sick. But in the midst of all of that, and as is typical with our human mind, we take the exceptions, we take the cautions, and we begin to apply them as rule and law. And we miss the entire point of what we ought to be doing. You see, whether we use caution and choose not to gather in person, or whether we take the letter of the law and say God wants us to gather in person no matter what, if we're not encouraging one another, we're missing the point. He said, to not forsake the assembly together, the meeting together, as some are accustomed of doing. He says it's in the context of gathering to encourage one another. And with today's technology, we have a lot of ways that we can gather and encourage one another. And for most people, those ways are helpful. Though for most people, they're not as effective as the face-to-face, person-to-person encouragement. But in the midst of all of the discussion, in the midst of the decision, in the midst of your time with God deciding what you need to do for your relationship with Him and your relationship with others, never lose sight of the purpose. That we are called to serve God. We are called to serve one another by encouraging one another. I write in the devotional book that I suspect that all of us have been discouraged at some time in our life. And God wants us to be encouragers of others so that when we find ourselves in need, they can encourage us. Sometimes within church bodies, church families, conflict arises and the gatherings become, well, less than encouraging. Division takes over and, well, the body no longer feels all that welcoming. And when we allow discouragement to reign in our own life, and we cut off the channels to be encouraged, and we cut off the channels to encourage one another, we're right where the enemy would like us to be, isolated, feeling alone, feeling like we have to do life by ourselves. And I suspect that most of us have had those feelings over the last year, of not being able to do what we want to do, of not being able to be with who we want to be with. But in the midst of all of that, many of us have discovered ways to continue to encourage. These daily broadcasts began last March, I believe. I'd have to go back and look now. But it was at this time where everything kind of came to a screeching halt. And the title of them all are simply, whatever day it is, Devotion, Encouragement, and Prayer Time. The heart behind them was to encourage others, to encourage them with God's Word, to help them to realize that life is still valuable, to spend time praying, and eventually that kind of worked into going through these devotional books that I've written and using them as daily devotions and continuing to try to encourage. And we come to a day when the primary topic is our need to serve one another by encouraging. As I write a prayer guide every week that I publish, this week's prayer guide is focused on some things that God wants us to look and see. And as it turns out, today's topic is to look and see the plank in your own eye. I don't work these out together. I don't really look ahead to what's next in the devotional book very far in advance. Most of the time it's the night before a morning broadcast that I'll first look to see what's next. And so when I wrote this prayer guide a week ago, I had no idea. I didn't even at that time know, because we've just began this Serving God book, I didn't even know what book I was going to go to next. And here, lined up today, are the topics of looking and seeing the plank in your own eye and encouraging one another. I think one of the greatest discouragements facing people right now is that everybody seems to believe they are absolutely right. And because they believe they are absolutely right, that means anyone that disagrees with them is absolutely wrong. And we fail to see the plank, the sin in our own eye, the sin in our life, the flaws in our belief, the flaws in what we agree with. The vast majority of those that are vocal on social media seem to blindly, and blindly isn't even the right word, follow whatever left or right leaning that their leader promotes. And I get it. You want to be loyal. You want to stay true to the principles you do believe in. But instead of noticing the planks, the specks, the faults that are all wrapped up within that, we try to sell the whole bill of goods. And obviously the other side, if you can use that term, sees through it. They see the plank, just as we see theirs. And we're not encouraging one another. We're clinging to positions that are hard to defend. And especially if we bring our faith into it, they're impossible to defend. And as Christians, God calls us to rise above the turmoil of this world, to rise above the political mess that we tend to create, and to be those who would encourage one another. All the one another's, not just the ones that act like us and think like us and look like us. To look at our own plank and to admit and deal with that. To encourage others with God's word, with His love, with His mercy, with His forgiveness. We want to encourage people with salvation that comes from our political party having victory. And when that takes place, then we're excited and we're rejoicing and we're gloating at times. And when it doesn't take place, we're defeated. But if our victory is in what Christ does within us, we ought never to be defeated. We ought to have the ability to not only be encouraged, but to be encouragers. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to ask God to examine the things you share on social media, the things you share individually with people. Are they of God or are they of the world? Do they encourage or do they discourage? Are they full of truth or do they contain planks that you seem to not be able to notice but everyone else can see? You see, it's one thing when the truth of God's word, when the message of the cross is foolishness and offensive to people. It's another thing when our own planks are what's offending others. You see, the encouragement that God has called us to is an encouragement of our brothers and sisters in Christ. It's an encouragement to gather, to spur one another on, to find ways to do that even in the midst of COVID-19. However that might look. And not just to gather and meet for the sake of gathering and meeting and saying, see, we can do it. But for the sake of encouraging one another. You see, God desires that we live an encouraged life. And we serve Him by encouraging others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And Your love is designed to encourage us to help others. To spur them on, to prompt them in sometimes direct ways to love and to good deeds. Father, as we look at the world around us, we recognize that the day of Christ's return continually approaches. And because of that, may we be mindful and deliberate about meeting together to encourage one another. And Father, may our gatherings be purposeful. Whether our gatherings are through technology like Zoom or Google Meets or phone calls or whatever, or whether they're in person, face to face, may we not lose sight of this instruction to encourage one another. And Father, as we gather, may we be mindful, even as we prepare for such gatherings, to examine ourselves. To look for the planks in our own eyes, in our own beliefs, in our own views that we hold dearly to. May we not allow our planks to be the dividing points among brothers and sisters in Christ. May we continually come to You. May we live as Christ as our head. May we allow Him to not only help us examine those planks, but to remove them. To live a life of purity and love and respect for one another. And Father, may our rejoicing be in Your victory. Father, anything that brings division, may we reject that from our personal life. Father, the pettiness of this world, Father, forgive us for the times that we buy into the trap that a political party or a political solution can solve the problems that sin has created. And Father, while we continually seek men and women that will serve their country in honorable and good ways, that uphold the sanctity of life, that uphold the value of every person, may we not become so enamored with an individual that we allow their planks to create division between brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, today as we gather here in this online devotion time, as we have opportunity throughout the day, may we encourage the people that we see. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would be encouraged by the love that they see from us, by the way that we treat them, the way we respect them, the way we train and discipline and correct them when needed. May they be involved in encouraging one another as well. May they know how to see beyond the planks that they carry. May we help through our example to live with a greater understanding of a bigger picture, a spiritual battle that's going on. And may we continually encourage one another to love each other, to do good to all people. And Father, may we live with a greater unity because we live with Jesus as our head, as our life-giving director, as our commander that we take instructions from and that we follow no matter what. And Father, as we live an encouraged life because of Jesus, may we help others find that encouragement that they need. And may we be careful to lift up Jesus, not only as the author and perfecter of our faith, but as the source of our encouragement and the source of hope for all who would turn to Him. May we lift Him up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.